my hope is that I can make those positions more widely known so that we can procure some additional applicants to fill those open positions. You know, we have two felony courtrooms, which should conceivably have four attorneys each. And one of them has one lawyer and the other has two. So we have three people covering what should be eight caseloads. So the problem is going to be what I think is kind of persistent throughout the state of Illinois and other areas of the country, which is that there's just not a lot of people who want to apply for those open positions. So we're going to advertise as far and wide as we possibly can. I will hopefully be able to post nationally as opposed to just locally to see if we can acquire some qualified applicants who can laterally transfer into the office and be prepared to handle those caseloads. I'm also going to be in contact with various law schools across the state, both Illinois, and then I'll do Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, anywhere that's kind of close geographically to see if we can procure some new energetic faces to come in and, you know, start training with us. So it's just going to take some effort to try to make these vacancies well known so that we can get some good applicants in the door.
I also wanted to ask you, one of the other challenges right now is that because of a lack of space in the Champaign County Satellite Jail after the closure of the downtown jail earlier this year, Champaign County currently has inmates housed in Macon County, in Kankakee County. How many inmates right now does your office work with who are housed in those remote locations, and what kind of challenges does that pose for you?
So my understanding after meeting with the sheriff is that we have a small number of inmates housed at Macon County, under 15. We have about half of the rest of our inmates housed at Kankakee, which I believe the latest census number was around 180 individuals. That presents a series of challenges because our attorneys are so strapped for time. Even with clients who are being housed at the satellite jail, it's hard to find the time even to drive over to Learman and visit with them. Having those clients in Kankakee, which is about an hour and a half north of us, means that there is no physical way that our attorneys can visit face-to-face with their clients unless they work on Saturdays and Sundays. And that has presented some very serious challenges, not only with the inability to get there in person, but also with the inability to speak with those inmates, because the phone system that is set up through Kankakee, in order to request a call with your client, you cannot just call the jail and say, hey, can I please talk to, you know, defendant X? You have to email their scheduler and you have to schedule an attorney call, which oftentimes can't be accomplished within 48 hours. So it has severely increased our lack of ability to speak with the clients, to meet with the clients. It means that when there's an offer on the table, we can't communicate it to them. Most things are being done on a 48 to 72 hour delay in terms of getting our clients' information, and they simply don't have the time to do it. So it is a very serious situation that impugns our ability to meet with and contact our clients. I don't know that there is a solution on the horizon. I'm aware that there have been some capital improvements scheduled for the satellite jail. There is going to be a small expansion of that facility, but even with the expansion, it's not going to be enough to house everybody who is currently in custody. So the likelihood that the situation is going to continue is, I would say, pretty likely.
Now, I wanted to ask you, what effect some of the changes to pretrial detention in the state might have on that situation, and and the number of defendants your office has as a whole. There were just changes to that law made last week in Springfield. So I'm sure that there's still a lot of discussion going on at the county level as to how to implement that and what kind of effects it might have. But what's your understanding at this point as to how that legislation could affect the population in Champaign County?
You know, obviously, we're going to have to see how it plays out. But from what I see, I don't anticipate a large change in the jail population based on those statutes. The statute does provide for detention for most classes of serious felonies. So for the people that have the very high cash bonds, who cannot make those cash bonds, they're still going to be held in custody based on my reading of the statute. So it really mostly affects Class B, Class C misdemeanors and low-level felonies. But frankly, most of those people are already able to meet the bond requirements. So I'll have to wait and see how it plays out, but I'm not certain that it's going to result in a large amount of changes as to who is detained and who is released.